Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, June 5th, 2024, and we have a great mix of legal headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. What a wrongful death attorney can do for you in New York. A wrongful death attorney in New York has a deep understanding of the state's laws and regulations regarding wrongful death claims. They can assist you in navigating the legal process, conducting thorough investigations, and identifying the parties responsible for the wrongful death. These cases can involve various types of damages, and an attorney will help you calculate the full extent of compensation you may be entitled to. Additionally, they will handle communications with insurers, prepare legal documents, and provide strong representation in court if necessary. Managing attorney John Tucker of the Tucker Law Firm emphasizes the importance of keeping clients informed and not pressuring them into accepting a smaller settlement than they deserve. With over 30 years of experience, the Tucker Law Firm is dedicated to providing personalized attention and aggressive representation to help clients obtain the compensation they deserve. Digger Earls appointed to Ozempic Plaintiff Steering Committee. Digger Earls of Labrador and Earls in Louisiana has been appointed to the Plaintiff Steering Committee, PSC, in the ongoing multi-district litigation against the makers of the weight loss drug Ozempic. The PSC is responsible for managing all aspects of the litigation process and is comprised of highly qualified attorneys. The litigation involves numerous plaintiffs alleging severe side effects from Ozempic, including gastroparesis. Plaintiffs claim the manufacturers failed to warn about these risks. Other drugs involved in similar litigation include semaglutide, tirzepatide, liraglutide, Wegovy, Mounjaro, Victoza, Saxenda, and Rybelsus. Earl's selection to the PSC highlights his expertise in mass tort litigation. He will play a crucial role in shaping the litigation strategy, coordinating discovery efforts, and negotiating settlements to seek justice for those harmed by Ozempic.
The National Coalition for Men, NCFM, again sues the Selective Service System for not requiring women to register for the draft. The National Coalition for Men, also known as NCFM, has filed a complaint against the Selective Service System for not requiring women to register for the draft. This action commemorates the 107th anniversary of the Selective Service System, which mandates male citizens to register for the military draft by the age of 18. The complaint argues that this mandatory registration is a violation of equal protection under the Fifth Amendment, as it discriminates based on sex. NCFM and five other individual plaintiffs joined the lawsuit, advocating for equal treatment of all sexes. Despite previous attempts in 2013 and 2021, the Supreme Court denied their petitions. However, Congress took a step forward in 2021 by approving the addition of women to the draft registration system. This move was supported by various military recommendations and studies, emphasizing the importance of a gender-neutral draft for national security and military fairness. NCFM's complaint aims to end discrimination based on sex and promote equal rights and responsibilities for all sexes in serving their country if called upon.
Federal judge rules in favor of crypto company, says SEC committed a gross abuse of power. A federal judge ruled in favor of Utah-based crypto company DebtBox, stating that the U.S. SEC committed a gross abuse of power in its attempts to secure a temporary restraining order. The SEC sued DebtBox for fraud, but Chief Judge Robert Shelby found that the SEC's attorneys misled the court. As a result, the SEC will have to pay the legal fees for DebtBox. This ruling serves as a blow to the SEC and highlights the importance of fair legal proceedings in the crypto space. Other crypto entities, such as Digital Currency Group, are also fighting back against baseless legal threats. This case underscores the need for transparency and accountability in regulatory enforcement for the crypto industry to thrive and reach its full potential in the global economy.
Peck Law Corporation, the trusted elder neglect attorneys serving Coachella Valley. Peck Law Corporation is the leading legal advocate for victims of elder neglect in Coachella Valley. They are dedicated to protecting the rights and dignity of elderly residents, offering specialized legal services to combat neglect in nursing homes and care settings. With a focus on elder law, their attorneys have a deep understanding of neglect signs and symptoms, allowing them to build strong cases for their clients. Operating on a contingency basis, Peck Law Corporation ensures accessible legal representation for all families, emphasizing justice and compensation for victims. Their personalized approach, thorough investigations, and collaboration with experts make them the premier elder neglect attorneys in the region. If you have a family member who has experienced elder neglect, contact Peck Law Corporation for expert legal assistance and support in navigating the complexities of such cases. Attorney Sheila Hestand takes action in major pain medication theft case at the Restorative Pain Institute. Attorney Sheila Hestand is taking action in a major pain medication theft case at the Restorative Pain Institute in Louisville. She is filing a medical malpractice lawsuit on behalf of her client, Savonia Esters, who experienced serious health complications due to the actions of nurse practitioner Matthew Elkins. Elkins was found to have stolen patients' pain medication and replaced syringes with sodium chloride, highlighting a major oversight in the system. Savonia Esters is just one of the victims affected by this negligence. Victims are encouraged to come forward to build a stronger case and ensure systemic changes are made. McCoy & Hestand, a personal injury law firm, offers compassionate guidance and fights to hold negligent parties accountable. Victims of pain management negligence can seek compensation by reaching out to McCoy & Hestand today. Step-by-step guide to starting a business in Texas. Thinking about starting a business in Texas? Here are some essential steps to guide you through the process. First, research your industry to understand your market and competitors. Next, choose the right business structure, whether it's a sole proprietorship, partnership, LLC, or corporation. Then, register your business with the Secretary of State's office and secure any necessary licenses and permits. Don't forget to set up a separate business bank account and obtain an EIN from the IRS. When it comes to funding, explore resources available in Texas to support small businesses. Remember, it's crucial to seek legal advice to avoid costly errors. Weisblatt Law Firm, led by attorney Andrew D. Weisblatt, offers expert guidance to help you navigate the legal landscape and set your business up for success. Contact the firm at 713-666-1981 for more information. Randall Mansour, granted membership into the Oakland Together 40 Under 40 Class of 2024. Randall Mansour, partner at Disability Law Group, has been granted membership into the Oakland Together 40 Under 40 Class of 2024 for his dedication and impactful contributions to the community. The official award ceremony took place at the Iroquois Club in Bloomfield Hills. Disability Law Group congratulates Randall on this well-deserved honor, highlighting his outstanding leadership and commitment to making a positive impact. This recognition underscores Randall's tireless efforts in advocating for individuals with disabilities, aligning with the firm's mission of promoting inclusivity and justice. Disability Law Group extends its heartfelt congratulations to Randall Mansour for this prestigious achievement. Rockpoint Legal Funding announces Survivors Speak: Catastrophic Injuries That Change Lives. Scholarship for 2024. Rockpoint Legal Funding has announced the Survivors Speak: Catastrophic Injuries That Change Lives Scholarship for 2024. The scholarship offers $2,500 in financial support to undergraduate and graduate students. Applicants must create video essays addressing questions about overcoming challenges from accidents that change their lives. The deadline for submissions is October 15, 2024. The selection committee will take up to 3 months to choose a winner, who will be notified via email. The team encourages students to use video editing software, but will consider all submissions equally. The scholarship aims to help students facing financial struggles pursue their academic dreams. Rockpoint Legal Funding is dedicated to assisting accident survivors in securing essential funds and providing unbeatable customer service.
The Villarreal Law Firm announces new milestones with over 700 Google reviews and managing partner named SuperLawyer. The Villarreal Law Firm in Brownsville, Texas, has reached new milestones with over 710 Google reviews, solidifying its position as a top personal injury law firm. Managing partner Javier Villarreal has been named a SuperLawyer for 2024, showcasing the firm's dedication to excellence in legal advocacy. Each review represents a satisfied client, highlighting the firm's commitment to providing exceptional legal representation. With a robust online presence and a focus on customer satisfaction, the Villarreal Law Firm continues to prioritize client feedback and engagement. By sponsoring local events and participating in community involvement, the firm demonstrates its commitment to supporting the people of Brownsville and surrounding areas. Free consultations are offered to accident victims, ensuring access to expert legal advice without financial risk. For more information, visit their website at jvlawfirm.net/.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.